Hello and welcome to Massage Therapy Radio. This is your host, Don Dillon, and tonight's seminar is part of a series called More Productive, More Time to Care. You can hear replays of past shows by visiting massagetherapyradio.com. Tonight we'll be talking about business applications in the palm of your hand. Mainstream medical systems incorporate small handheld computers to monitor symptoms and medications, keep clinical records, improve healthcare efficiencies. No doubt complementary and alternative medicine won't be far behind in adopting these applications. What's possible given this technology? We talked to Eric Poirier of USBMIS about how the future is now. U.S. Biomedical Information Systems Incorporated, USBMIS, is a software solutions company that specializes in developing interactive, mobile applications for the healthcare industry. USBMIS takes a unique approach in developing software by partnering with top publishers and independent authors who are experts in their field. USBMIS's partnerships and proprietary software solutions ensure that their applications contain the most trusted and valuable real-time information available. So I'd like to welcome Eric Poirier to the show.
Thank you. My pleasure to be here.
And Eric is joining us from Florida, so we're glad to have you. I must say, that Eric, that of the 10 guests that we have in this series, you're one of the people that I'm most interested in speaking about to talk about some of this futuristic technology that's being used by other healthcare disciplines and we'll eventually see in the massage therapy field.
Very happy to hear that.
Now, before we go ahead, our co-host, Eric Brown from Bodywork Biz, is with us, and I'd like to ask Eric to join the show, and Eric will describe how our listeners tonight can tune in and send in their questions to ask Eric about some of this technology. So, Eric Brown, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you very much, Don. It's very exciting to have Eric number one here on the line with us and introducing us to this great technology that I'm really looking forward to this as well, and it's certainly something I'm sure I'm going to have questions about. If any of our listeners have questions, you'll see on the broadcast page there's a Q&A box. All you need to do is type any questions you have into that box. If you want to put your name and the city that you're in there as well, that would be great, and click the submit button, and that will come straight to myself or Don, and we'll try to forward as many of those questions as possible to Eric before the call is finished today. And of course, if you want to, you'll see on the broadcast page as well a series of links on the bottom right-hand corner. Feel free to browse through those links. You can visit USBMIS. That will take you into a new window, so you can still listen to the recording as you're surfing.
Excellent.
Back to you, Don.
Thank you, Eric. So let's go to our guest, Eric Poirier. And Eric, can you tell us how some of the healthcare professions out there are engaging some of this software, some of it of which now available with your specialty in small handheld computers? Can you tell us about some of the applications that are available and how healthcare professionals are using it?
Sure. I think the most obvious way, and kind of the whole initial market that was created by these handheld devices, was to sort of replace a day timer and the paper day timer. And so that's obviously one of the major functions of handheld devices, is to help people organize themselves, keep calendars, to-do lists, and things like that. So just about every PDA device or handheld device has that kind of functionality, and the majority of our users use the devices in that way. One of the largest vertical markets that opened up once handheld devices got out there was in healthcare, because so many different healthcare professionals use different references, and they like to carry them with them, and they found that if they put these things on the PDA, they could carry less paper material and get these things, you know, right from the palm of their hand from a single device. And one of the kind of exciting things that's been happening and you could see would happen eventually once PDAs caught on and you could tell they weren't going away, is that the PDA has merged with the cell phone. And so now just about every current cell phone is doubling as a PDA. It has all of that same kind of functionality in it to help people organize themselves, And then even more exciting, to stay connected to the internet and to just be tapped into to all the information that they could possibly need at all times.
It also seems to me, just when I was reviewing your website, there's a tremendous opportunity with so much information, the new pharmaceuticals coming out and rapid advances in surgical applications, that having something that can download from a satellite updated and new information and also be available in the palm of your hand, it seems to me like that's something that healthcare professionals 10 years ago, 20 years ago couldn't even dream about.
No, that's true. And that's something that is necessary in any kind of technology like this, where you're dealing with, you know, people's health and well-being, is that people need to have the most up-to-date information. And it helps, you know, it not only is it helping people stay organized and do this kind of thing, but it's actually helping people stay healthy and ultimately saving lives. So we're excited to be doing what we do.
I know something that I work with in terms of teaching a charting methodology for massage therapists to help them in being able to keep records that both will be meaningful to them but also will meet the regulatory requirements of our college here. And I've been very interested in how we can apply such a methodology into an electronic format where we can now start to track things.
Please click on one of the webcast links. We'll call the phone number you see on the screen to join in.
Eric, did we lose you?
No,
I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Sounds like we got some interference there. Sorry. So I was asking about how we could apply certain things like record keeping in this kind of context. Can you tell us about how some of the health professionals are using it out in the field?
Sure. There are a lot of systems that have integrated mobile devices into their network, patient keep record systems and things of that nature. And basically, for the most part, they act as almost like a wireless terminal that gives the physician or the whoever the healthcare professional may be access to the record system in the palm of their hand, the ability to make updates and things like that. And many of these systems are very advanced. There was one system by, I think, a Canadian company that had like a GPS information, and it was a paging system for a hospital. And if there was some sort of emergency in a certain section of the hospital, this system knew the people who could respond to that emergency that were closest to wherever it was occurring, and could page those people immediately and get them to where that event was happening. So really, you know, very advanced high-tech stuff that can be integrated into these kinds of patient-keeping systems. And then there are also systems made for smaller practices that just give access to the patient records and things of that nature.
Something that we find in our field as well is therapists may work in more than one location. They may provide on-site care at for example, a convalescent home or palliative care, or they may be involved in a sporting event, working with athletes out in the field. And up to now, really access back to the clinic or back to their clinical records would be limited. So it seems to me that'd be an application that therapists could certainly utilize, because they aren't always working in just one location. And something I noticed for some of the applications on your website, many of our listeners will be familiar with Tabor's Cyclopedic Medical Dictionary. Can you tell us about some of the other reference materials for anatomy, physiology, pharmacology out there that would be helpful to healthcare professionals who maybe aren't familiar with this kind of format or media or haven't been using it up to now? Can you tell us about what are some of the titles available, and how are other healthcare providers incorporating them in their practice?
Sure. I'll tell you about one that we're very excited about. So at USBMIS, as you mentioned earlier, what we've done primarily is partner with publishing companies as well as independent authors and people that just have, you know, a great idea and they want to get it out there, and, you know, we'll partner with those people to help them create these kinds of applications. And recently, we created our own application called Raft, It's the Rapid Access Fax Tool. And our idea behind this was to have a user-driven, continuously updated application. And what that means is we polled our user base, and we just asked them, and this was before we were kind of had the idea of doing this. We asked them what were the different kinds of applications that they wanted to see on mobile devices. And what we found was that none of them really wanted any one thing. And what they were requesting were a collection of simple information or tools that didn't really exist in one embodiment. You know, they were finding that whereas the PDA had allowed them to eliminate paper, now they had all these different programs that they used for all these different things, and they kind of wanted to either consolidate that or there were things just completely missing. And so we created the Rapid Access Fax Tool. And what we've done is we put out the initial version and immediately asked our users to tell us how they liked it and tell us what else they wanted to see in Raft. And the response has been very positive. We've had a lot of input, and we've put out several updates and plan to continue updating that. So even if there are members of your audience who have ideas for simple tools and different things they'd like to see, we will consider all of the different ideas that are out there. And it's very likely that they could see that kind of content come out on a future update of Raft. And the beauty of this is once you've installed this application, it updates automatically. And as I said, it will continuously grow with new information and new tools. And the plan is to branch these things out so that there could become, for example, if we got enough content, a massage therapist only Raft. That would contain only information specific to massage therapy.
Okay.
So that's one tool that I would definitely recommend. It's free, and you know we're very excited to provide that. And then there are a number of other tools, many emergency medicine tools. There are drug reference tools. One of those is the Tarascon Pharmacopeia. They're a very trusted drug book, one of the most widely used, as a matter of fact. There was a poll that was done a few years ago, and they found that the Tarascon Pharmacopeia was more popular than the stethoscope for what doctors were carrying in their pockets. So this is a very very prominent drug reference application that has all kinds of information about prescribing and you know, the reasons for prescribing certain drugs and things like that.
And am I understanding your website correctly that if you don't currently own a Palm Pilot or a BlackBerry, some small computer application, that you can order it with the software? You have that option available.
We do for BlackBerry and for certain titles. Right now, we don't have an option to order on other platforms other than BlackBerry.
Okay. Oh, well, BlackBerry being the most popular, I imagine that's why most of the applications are available. I'm wondering, Eric Brown, Eric is very up on many technologies. Eric, I'm wondering if you wanted to come in and if you had any questions.
Hey, I'm sorry, Don. I'm going to have to hang up. I have a little interference here. I'll be right back.
Okay. Thanks, Eric. Well, we'll take some questions from our audience then. This is a question from Peter. And he says, does this software have or work with an online scheduling system? Last week we had Max Vanderl on, and he was talking about an online booking system for massage therapists. So it sounds like Peter here is asking, can the software integrate with other BlackBerry applications like an online scheduler?
Our software does not currently. Our software is meant as reference software. It does kind of interact with other of our titles. What it does is automatically recognizes other software that may be installed on the device and allows you to jump easily to and from other titles, but it doesn't recognize scheduling software or interact with, you know, scheduling websites or things like that.
But you could carry those two applications on your BlackBerry, right?
And right. Right. Absolutely.
Apply one and then apply another one in that circumstance.
Right.
Well, I think you've answered this question already, but this question is from Bob, and it says, can this software be used over a smartphone or BlackBerry? Now, you've talked about BlackBerry. How about smartphones?
Yes, and The platforms that we support currently are Palm, PocketPC, and BlackBerry. And by PocketPC, that's Microsoft's mobile operating system. And Raft and our other software right now is supported by PocketPCs that use a stylus. We have a version going into beta that we call the smartphone edition. It's more like Microsoft's. So PocketPC is kind of like Microsoft's version of a Palm. And what they used to call smartphone, Microsoft Soft has changed the name on this so many times. We call it the smartphone. It's kind of like their version of the BlackBerry. And
okay.
It will be supported very, very soon. As a matter of fact, we're expecting a beta version within days. So yes, it is supported and will be supported on smartphone as well as BlackBerry.
Now, I know that you've been working with other health practitioners. Have you had any inquiries from massage practitioners yet or other people in complementary and alternative medicine, say chiropractors or acupuncturists or other people who provide various types of body work? Any kind of interest showing from that marketplace yet?
We have had some. You were actually the first for massage therapy. But we have had some interest in other branches of healthcare and health in general. But to this point, probably the CEO of our company is a surgeon, and the initial thrust of our company was to get you know support materials out to physicians, and we've grown over time to other disciplines. But we do see interest in coming from other areas of health. And one of the things that we pride ourselves on that we're very excited about is that the issue with mobile devices is that they're so fragmented. And it becomes very expensive for companies, for publishing companies, big publishing companies, to really support all of the different platforms that are out there. Right now, you have Palm, you have PocketPC, you have smartphone, you have the iPhone, and other types of devices out there all competing, and each one is very different and very unique. And what we've developed is a system that allows either an independent author or a big publishing company to interface with one system that's very user-friendly. You don't have to be a programmer to use it, and allow you to organize your information and get it through this single interface onto all of the different platforms that we support. So in that way, we've brought the cost way down for people and institutions to support these devices, and we're very excited about that offering that we have.
So an independent sole practitioner who has an idea about how to improve something in their profession could approach you, and because you've got this platform that really is non-technical, not difficult to use, they could bring their methodology and be able to create an application. Am I understanding you correctly?
Absolutely, exactly. That's one of the more recent developments, and it was one of the goals that we saw early on, was that we have the technical know-how, and we needed to provide a way to allow people to funnel their information into all the platforms we could support. And over time, in order to do what we do and do it efficiently, we had to build in-house tools that our programmers would use to do this efficiently. And late last year, we began the process of integrating these tools into a single user-friendly non-programmer tool. And I would say, it's not a technical tool. You do not have to be a programmer to use this tool, but it's on the order of learning like Excel spreadsheets. If you can work with Excel and you know how to do some of the functions in Excel, that's kind of the learning curve that will be required to use our system. So you don't have to be a programmer, but you would have to know how to get around on the computer. But many, I'm sure, of your listeners that are, tuned in and on the web and, probably many of them carrying an iPhone or some other device like that would be of that aptitude and able to do that. And because we've been able to create this system, it's brought our cost down as well, and the system is very cost effective.
Maybe we could talk about that. We've got a question from Scott from Stony Creek in terms of for individual therapists or clinics, and again, most massage therapists are probably working either in small clinics or as sole practitioners. What would be a price point for someone who wanted to integrate the RAFT technology that you talked about as a reference material? If there was an application for a massage therapist, or as a reference tool for a medical dictionary or pharmacology reference, could you give us some idea of what the cost would be?
Well, to get something into RAFT, all you'd have to do is send us your idea, why it's a good idea, and we have if you go to our website and you find it's currently in beta, you find the RAFT beta, you'll find a questionnaire, and that questionnaire can allow you to submit your ideas. If we consider and put it in there, it costs you nothing. Now, development, it depends on licensing and things of that nature. We could discuss that over an email or something like that. But like to create an application from scratch, the cost has come way down from what it was a few years ago when these things were requiring developers on every platform because of the system that we've created. You're able to get the content into the system, and then the applications are done.
And for graphics, for the use of charts or graphics or images that would be used in the software, I imagine you have staff that can help with that, or you outsource for that sort of thing if they wanted.
Absolutely. What we're so excited about with the system is that a user could license the system, and that could be it. They could just pay the licensing fee, and be pumping their content into it, and they could be creating as many applications as they want with it. And they could do all of the graphic design and you know, QA and testing and all that on their own. But we also offer that as services. So if someone had a bunch of graphics that they needed to have, you know, dealt with to get on to with all the different devices and screen sizes and resolutions and all of this, there is some work to be done there. But, you know, we can tell you and provide the information on how to do it, or it is also a service that we offer.
Can we talk a little bit about that? Because that was something you and I talked about previously. Where are screen sizes going in terms of if a therapist wanted to be able to reference a certain part of anatomy, for example, and they wanted a resolution, a BlackBerry is a relatively small screen. So where are screen sizes going for healthcare applications? Are they going to get bigger?
Well, it depends on what the biggest vertical market is. And right now, I think the biggest vertical market for the PDA device companies is in, you know, nursing, pharmacy, and then the MDs. And they typically want something, you know, that's about the size of an iPhone or a Palm or a Pocket PC. But there are also the tablet PCs, which they're kind of like micro tablet PCs, so they're about the size of a medium-sized book, but they're basically a laptop that you can pull out and pull a stylus out and interact with it that way. So that's sort of covering that niche. And so that's why I don't personally think, because of the way the mobile devices are going, they're turning into cell phones, I don't see PDAs, you know, as we know them now, their screen size is getting much bigger unless there's some, you know, new holographic technology or something crazy like that allows you to carry this small device but then project some sort of larger screen. I think, you know, PDAs are going to stay about the size that they are now.
Hmm. Well, I know I've seen some innovations with just turning a unit from vertical to horizontal and being able to. And I think Sony has come out with something. So it looks like we might get a little bit larger. I'm just thinking of applications where reference materials for anatomy or physiology may require a little bit more intensive graphics.
Right, details.
But I mentioned the screen quality of pixels. I mean, that's going to get more refined as well, so the image quality will get better too.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things to definitely mention is that the new iPhone is I don't know if it's coming out tomorrow, but it's coming out very soon. And the iPhone screen is a beautiful, very high-res screen that you can see a lot of detail, and they made it very easy to kind of zoom in and out on different images. And, and you know, it can provide that level of detail. What it can't provide, and one of the drawbacks in general of PDA devices, is it can't provide you that sort of overview. There are a lot of charts that we have, you know, where it's a bunch of pluses and minuses, and you kind of want to look at the pattern that exists across a chart or something of that nature. that's very hard to replicate on these kinds of devices.
Yes.
And so that's just one of the drawbacks that you get on those kinds of screens.
I guess it makes it hard to cheat on a pathology test. And
right, exactly.
You pull it out of your pocket during an exam. Eric, is there anything else that you want to share with us before we wind down our show tonight?
No, it's just been a pleasure to be here, and I look forward to continuing to discuss mobile applications in general with you. And if any of your audience have any questions or recommendations for us, we'd be happy to hear about them.
Well, I'm very pleased you joined us tonight. I mean, I know that this is a market that you haven't worked with yet. It's a market that's largely been low in terms of its engagement of technology, but that's one reason we're running this series, is to talk about all the different technological applications that online schedulers and websites and things that exist already that massage practitioners can tap into. I want to encourage any of our listeners tonight, well, all of our listeners tonight, to contact Eric and visit the USBMIS website, and you'll see that big button on the broadcast page. You can also listen to a replay of this show at the same link that you signed on tonight. That replay should be available in about 10 minutes after we're finished the broadcast, and you can go listen to other broadcasts in this series on being more productive, more time to care, by clicking on the Massage Therapy Radio link. You can also send your feedback to me, Don Dillon. There's a link to there. And I would love to hear about your thoughts and maybe perspectives on how massage therapists can integrate more technology into their lives. And our next broadcast, next week, there is a link to that broadcast as well, where Andrew Parr from the Ontario Massage Therapists Association will be joining us. So if you would like to get an advance on when and where that will be happening, you can click onto that link. Eric, thank you again for joining us. And thanks to Eric Brown, who was with us for a little while tonight, and to all our audience at Massage Therapy Radio, good night, and thanks for listening.